Production. Recorded live.
Greetings, Dogling, Linger, and Master Ass Clowns across the forbidden nutted dog, flying in the open air, coast to coast, nut out. We call Dog Babylon the third and the final. But this show, as always, is aimed at the lost and the found sheep of the house of Israel, ye chosen seed of Israel's race, ye who did hear Christ's call. Greetings. This is episode number 119 of the Movement Turd, and tonight is the 23rd of April, 2012. I did not do the show last night. I was sort of busy helping a friend and doing a few other things here that needed to be done. And tonight is the 23rd of April, like I said before, and it's about, 8:23 p.m. Granby Unstandard Time. And tonight's episode was going to be called Lender Gets a Jew by, gets named a Jew by his cards, and Rusper visits New England and juices a sheep, or maybe an emu, or maybe a kangaroo, or maybe a wallaby, or maybe a kiwi, or something here. I'm quite sure that Rusper has brought his Jack LaLanne juicer, with him, and he's just going ahead and terrorizing the local wildlife and tame life, with thoughts that he might go ahead and juice their livers and spleens and kidneys and stuff and drink it here with that wonderful Jack LaLanne juicer that he bought here. I mean, Rusper wants to live as long or longer than Jack LaLanne here, and he doesn't mind running over a sheep or two in his way to do that here. I'm not sure if that's altogether correct, but I'm sure that Rusper, he won't mind me saying so. Anyway, the alternative title would probably be called The Banality of Zogling, Wigger, and Mamzer Ass Clowns, because, folks, there's not much going on. If you end up having something like Linder gets named a Jew by one of his dothead Mamzer tards, who Linder just goes ahead and then bans after 5,000 some posts for calling Linder a Jew. And it was over a fight over religion here, as to which one didn't like Christianity the most, I guess. And with some character pretend to be a dothead female or something like that. And he, she, it called Linder a Jew boy. Went ahead, took a picture of Linder's, sort of nose here. Should have taken a picture of Linder's anus here, something like that. Distended, Crohn's infested, Jew ass gaze infested, anus and colostomy bag. But Linder went ahead and then banned the dothead who called him. And the second one is that Rusper is supposedly running around in New Zealand with his, possibly with his Jack LaLanne juicer. And folks, it's where Russ is Rusper, and women are women, and sheep and kiwis and, whatever lives in New Zealand, that can be put into a juicer is nervous, okay? And that's about all for the bowel movement here. It's just the same old here. It's just that pretty well there's a sort of a lull as to what's been going on here. Now, I went ahead and sent this Trevor Bossert. Oh, by the way, I went ahead and found out something here. Last year, on the 14th of April, I believe it was, two Secret Service agents came by my house. Brian Rio and possibly Eli James had gone ahead and sent them. Said that I was threatening the wonderful nigger that I was suing, at the time here. And I went ahead and explained to him that I was not no Lee Harvey Oswald or Timmy Ray or James Earl Ray or whatever. And don't bother me sometime. But these pigs went ahead and didn't want to show me their ID. Then when I insisted, went ahead and showed a card and supposedly said, "That's my boss named Sullivan." Well, last night I was going ahead and looking at the Secret Service scandal. And the name of Sullivan is the hybrid nigger in charge of the entire Secret Service. So essentially, these two lying pigs were essentially being oh so clever and lying to me. Now, I did go ahead and call Secret Service about 15 minutes after they left here and found out that there were two agents, Og and Allegener or whatever. And yes, they were officious lying bastards. But essentially, you know, talking about the great standards for Secret Service agents. Well, hey, no, they're just a bunch of lying bastards who, essentially just go ahead and listen to tards and mamsers and the rest here. Now, folks, what I did do is that Saturday night I went ahead and I was going to be, I tried to go ahead and get on this, Saturday I tried to go ahead and make friends with old Kane 1234566, who's a screwed up Jew boy who lives around Philadelphia. And anyway, the screwed up little Jew boy, essentially I was going to go ahead and use him. He's the one who went ahead and found out for me and Pastor John Britton, Brian Rios, Zuqua.com, baby, Zuqua.com pictures of him looking like a beaner, looking like a gook, looking like a nigger, it's a profile picture, which I used to use called Brokeback Mamzer. Get it? Brokeback Cowboy? Well, Brokeback Mamzer. And last year, Brian Rios went ahead and filed a DMCA complaint, one of, hundreds. And essentially, in this case, he admitted that was, the gay looking shit skin with the hat here, Brokeback Mamzer, that was him. That was him. He did look indeed like Brokeback Mamzer. So on my secret forum, I still got a picture of Brokeback Mamzer avatar, but I've gone ahead and taken the avatar down. But the thing about it is, you sort of go ahead and make allies with them. They're a little screwed up Jew boy, a little Spurglord. Essentially, the little Spurglord will go ahead and resist efforts by another Mamzer to go ahead and take down his pictures. So pretty well, I'm hoping to go ahead and use Kane 1234566. And pretty well, I asked for a sub forum to where I can do whatever I want called the Mamzer Barrel. After the Mamzer Barrel, the real Mamzer Barrel. I guess this will be the fake Mamzer Barrel. Or maybe it'll be the real Mamzer Barrel because it's on the real Four of Fags feeds. Who knows? So anyway, I sort of made friends. And they have a little talk show. And the guy who runs it don't know how to use it. He was impersonating Mike Mazzone. He's a Kanuckistan. And folks, they talk sort of like deep woods Swedes from upper Minnesota, like around Duluth. And the guy calls himself Jakob Israel. He used to call himself, Saint Hitler. I had a big fight on it with him way back when Argue With Anyone was on. Now, it was run by a Jew lawyer, and eventually I ended up they became politically correct. They used to be non-politically correct. You could go ahead and call everybody a Jew boy you wanted, or a faggot, or a nigger, or whatever here. But toward the end, they got advertising, and became all hoity-toity here. And pretty well, I was posting up something for the movement Turd, number 35. And in addition to having a picture by a tard who was into goats, I got censored for a while, 3 months. Then when I came back, it wasn't there no more. So anyway, sort of joined in that particular Jew tard corral. And folks, I haven't gone Jew. The thing about it is that in order to go ahead and catch and whoop a Jew, sometimes you go ahead and use another Jew boy to do so. And this was a fucked up little Jew boy. And let me just go ahead and admit, though, if it wasn't for old Kane 1234566, me and Pastor John Britt never would have gone ahead and found Brian Rio on what looked like a Turkish faggot, dating site. Now, it wasn't a Turkish faggot dating site. It used to be a gaming site. Some Turks bought it. But here's Brian Rio talking about he's a virgin. I guess in terms of getting pussy. I'm quite sure that he's not a virgin in terms of going ahead and giving and getting ass pussy. But essentially, you looked at it, and, you know, for about 10 minutes, I had to puzzle it and then figured out that, no, it wasn't a Turkish faggot dating site. It was actually a gaming site that Brian Rio got on when he was about, what, 19 or so, 20, when, you know, sometime after he got out of high school, and, you know, had him looking like a nigger, a beaner, gook. And, folks, it has spawned a lot of, laughing pictures here. So, anyway, there's nothing much going on. The banality of assclottery is that essentially Jews and Tars and the rest, they don't know how to behave. They don't. They never did. And so they act like ass clowns. That's what they do. Okay? Zuqua.com, baby. Zuqua.com. You know, it's a Turkish gaming site. it looked like they were playing butt darts here. When I was at the jail here, there was this character named Bridgewater. He was a criminal. He was a tard. He shot at somebody here. What happens is one of the Anglo mestizos who lived was a neighbor of his. He didn't much care for the Bridgewaters. The guy liked showing his dick. He had a big old dick, big old huge uncircumcised dick that he liked showing everybody. And in any case, he was a complete clown here, and he got life in prison or something like that for essentially shooting at pigs or something like that, running into pigs with his car or something like that here. But anyway, he was a big faggot. So every so often, he'd go ahead and go up to the second tier of cells, and the Uyghur and Anglo Mestizo characters would go ahead and essentially have homosexual sex. Now, when I was locked up in 1996 for contempt of court, because I didn't pay this, I refused to pay this bogus burnt out headlight charge and the cost for going ahead and taking it to a jury. I refused to pay court costs because it was altogether bogus, to where pigs are not supposed to go ahead and pull you over in, you know, state of Missouri on the U.S. or state highway for traffic. Anything other than traffic flow and regulation, a burnout headlight, it's not that. But anyway, I refused to go ahead and pay it. And this piece of shit, Selby, was a new prosecuting attorney called out of California. He went to an even worse piece of shit, judge named Schobrel. And I gone ahead and mentioned him on the 19th here. But in any case, while I was serving that, essentially, the faggotry was kept down in the jails. But ever since Lawrence versus Texas, the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, essentially recreational sodomy is no longer a crime or can no longer be a crime. I mean, these faggots in the jail are essentially butt-fucking each other all the freaking time. You know what I mean? And essentially, that's what this guy called them here. He called it butt darts. So I'll get on to that. So now, you know, and that's just the way it is here. I mean, you know, the faggots are just running wild, and most of the criminals, the Anglo Mestizo criminals and the rest here, they don't have a problem with homosexuality. They don't have a problem with recreational homosexuality. They don't have a problem with, you know, sometimes rape homosexuality. And folks, ever since 2003, while the jails have just pretty well changed. Back in the 1996 here, before it was, quote, illegal, essentially, I'm sure that there was some discreet, you know, sodomy in these jails. But now, I mean, it's just pretty bad. It's just pretty bad. Now, of course, in the county jails, there really isn't too much homosexual rape in these rural counties or white counties or something like that. But still, I mean, there was quite a change from 1996 to when I got thrown in jail on them trumped-up charges in 2005. And it was just like the difference between night and day here. And that's the way things are going here. I mean, you know, pretty well, you know, underneath the surface, things are just simply boiling up. Things are simply boiling up. I think it's going to be explosive. And I think that what we have is, like we say, is we end up having a bigger problem. And we need to understand that. We need to go ahead and understand. Anyway, I was talking with news Pack, Peerless Goodmamser, Peter Goodman, on Radio Free Nimnut Saturday. So after pretty well, there the Kane 1-2-3-4-5-6-6-6, you know, talks to show didn't go ahead, sort of fizzled out. And he had some, she said she was part Beaner, you know, from South Texas. She was a German, you know, Beaner, you know, Texican or something like that. And she sounded pretty nice. And they ended up having a show last about, what, 4 hours and 20 minutes. And I came in on about, what, the 3-hour, 4-minute, 45-second mark. And what I did is I went ahead and put a link to the News Guy show, but I also went ahead and, well, put a link to my particular Talks to show. So you can go ahead and listen to what I talked about news, you know, to News Guy. Essentially, I was pointing out is that if you're going to have a, quote, white supremacy church, a Christian identity church, and you end up having all these Mamsers and all these Jews and all the rest here, I mean, what's the point to that? I mean, I was having fun Saturday night when a little Sword Mamser and, you know, Sword Mamser, a.k.a. Brian Real, and Obagender Bender, and Finkelschini, and who else, you know, Jewel Mosley. I mean, it was just a reunion of Jew boys, Mamsers, and faggots here on the Finkelschini show. They're all pretending to be white. Well, they're not. They're not at all. I didn't have much time to go ahead and troll Elias since I was so busy trolling Finkelschini's. I went ahead and made a whole, you know, I made about another 6 sock pop, you know, sock poppets, you know, sock possums or sock puppets, whatever you want to call them. And I had fun going ahead and doing so. So anyway, yeah, this is going to be a sort of relaxed show tonight. I'm going to go ahead and wait for old Logan Hunter to call in on the house phone here. So I'm going to go ahead and kick back. We're going to take about a 2 or 3 minute break. And I'm going to say hail victory, folks. Hello, Logan. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Basically, after Adolf Hitler's birthday, what else is going on in the movement besides you're going to, you got a lawsuit against...
Not yet. Not yet. I went ahead. Today was Monday. I went ahead and sent, you know, Friday I went ahead and called up to the Department of Revenue. About 4 years ago, when I was locked up in that house, they were all pissed off because somebody who was running for a county or city office didn't pay their property taxes. And essentially, they're just foaming at the mouth about that. So they passed a law to where you have to go ahead and pay your taxes, but they also got to where you're supposed to go ahead and file an income tax form here. Well,
okay.
I believe that's unconstitutional because it's demanding you go ahead and find, you know, file a confession, like I pointed out on my webpage. Essentially, what you're doing is you're turning what is a right to, into a privilege that the government can go ahead and grant or not grant. I imagine...
In the state where I live, there's about 7 or 8 states that don't have a state income tax. You're talking about paying state or federal income tax?
Oh, state income tax.
Yeah, see, Missouri, okay, most states do, but where I live, Alaska, Tennessee, Texas, there's... Nevada, I think. There's a
South
few
Dakota.
That have a state income tax.
South Dakota is one of them, but don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, my point is that it doesn't really matter. You can't really lawfully go ahead and do that. But I also point out that if, let's say that you had, Syria's president, Bashir,
Yeah.
I bet he would go ahead and tell all these people that I won't kill you, I won't shoot you, if you go ahead and fill out your national income tax form. Essentially, what you're doing is that essentially they passed a law to where essentially the policies of the government are to be set by those who go ahead and agree with the current policies. And how can you have that if you're going to have, quote, representational government? So anyway, I told this guy, I went ahead and called this heifer, and now the head of it is a guy named Trevor Bossert.
Yeah.
And in my various lawsuits, I know I've seen that name before. And essentially, I think he was one of the characters who essentially acted as one of the people at the Attorney General's office that was answering or trying to answer my particular lawsuits against the state of Missouri. I mean, there's other reasons than that.
Okay, in the past, you before the state income tax issue came up, you addressed the fact that if you are not allowed to be on the ballot because you're a white nationalist or white supremacist, okay, and there's nobody else that's going to represent your white male or pure white race interest, then why should you,
why should a white person go ahead and obey the law or pay the taxes of any regime?
Well, don't work for the white. Look, we're the communists. See, this is what all these white power, you know, Colonel Farrell, Jim Wickstrom, all these other people, where, you know, basically they're living a dream world because America, the system doesn't work for whites, okay? It hasn't in a long time, okay, because the Jews run everything. And even though, okay, the niggers and the gooks and the spigs are not running the government full blown right now, okay, you have Jews, a bunch of white-looking Jews running everything, and a bunch of wiggers and white race traitors. But as far as the white race overall, we're not being represented. We're being destroyed, okay? And the wiggers that are helping doing it, they're making a lot of money off of voting and passing laws that are destroying their own people. But they figure, well, as long as they got money in their bank account, they don't give a shit about their white neighbor, you see?
Mm-hmm.
They get bought off, Mark. Come on. I mean, this is a communist country. We're under all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. And the thing is, the only thing America has going for it, we really don't have free speech anymore because you can't say whatever the hell you want. You can't say nigger, goop, spit. You can't say Jews are spawn of Satan because, you know, on the radio, mainstream TV or whatever. Okay? So basically, we don't have free speech. The only thing we have is the Second Amendment, and they're trying everything they can to take that away. They're going out of their way to turn this Jew spick that killed the nigger Trayvon Martin. They're going out of their way. They're going out of their way to use that as supposedly to repeal the Stand Your Ground in Florida, and then eventually they want to probably ban all guns, okay? And see, at least the wigger. Okay, the wigger will do everything else that you want to do, but there's
that still don't want to
give up their guns, even though they're Jew lovers.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. What I've gone ahead and pointed out is that essentially we do not have a Republican form of government. What is a Republican form of government? Now, it's not having a bunch of fat wiggers who are going ass to mouth with Jews in order to invade all the countries of this world. It's not about that. Rather, what it is, it says that it is a representative democracy, to where instead of people voting directly, they go ahead and choose their representatives. So therefore, if white nationalists are not allowed to go ahead and run for state or federal office, and therefore anybody who wants to go ahead and vote for them are not being represented. And therefore, since there is no representation, well, according to the principles which founded, you know, this country, this present incursion, that there should be no taxation and there should be no obedience of any government laws made by, well, essentially the politicians who go ahead and make these laws. So essentially, I do agree as well. You got to understand that, you know, I've gone ahead and, you know, right now, I got this Kindle, and I've been reading probably far more books than I have for a while here. I'll go ahead and read a couple pages, maybe even a couple chapters here until the Kindle goes ahead and hits me in the nose and wakes me up, and then I turn it off and essentially roll over and get to bed. But I've been reading, did you ever hear of The Hunger Games? They have a little movie out here, and they have a trilogy. They have a trilogy.
Yeah.
About, I'm reading book number two, and what happens is that supposedly this girl, in the first episode, she was, one of 24 people from 12 districts, a boy and a girl who are sent as tribute to this capital. We end up having a whole bunch of fat, have a whole bunch of fat, stupid slobs essentially going ahead and gloating that 70 or 80 years previously, they'd gone ahead and used probably nuclear weapons to kill off District 13. And the girl comes from the poorest district here, which is essentially coal mining country. And essentially, that's what District 12 goes ahead and provides. And she gets set with this other, boy, who's a richer boy, who went ahead and sort of kept her and her sister and her mother alive when they're after their father. And essentially, these people are starving to death. And the way to go ahead and do it is between the ages of 12 and 18, you can go ahead and you have, you get one chance per year of being drawn as tribute to go ahead and fight a game to the death, in what they call the Hunger Games. And essentially, they televise the mayhem. Now, on the very first episode, supposedly about 10 of them get murdered, and you end up having these certain districts, which are the capital favorite, and you end up having people actually wanting to go ahead and compete to the death. But, our hero, her little sister gets chosen the very first time at the age of 12, which means she's not going to survive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so she volunteers to take her sister's place here. And, District 12 doesn't think much of going ahead and sending two of their children off to go ahead and get murdered here. And at the very end, what happens is that the boy goes ahead and pretends to be lovers, and they sort of bring a little romance and soap opera thing quality to it. And essentially at the very end, they go ahead and they change the rules to where if you have one boy and one girl from the same district, they two can go ahead and be the victors in the Hunger Games, and then they go ahead and lie. And what happens is that the girl and the boy decide to eat some poison berries and thus force the hand of the Hunger Games. And essentially, in book two, they got to pretend to still be in love, as opposed to be in rebellion. But what happens, book number two, all these poor districts, especially District 8, which is a factory district, starts to go ahead and rebel. And what she sees is that she sees at the Capitol, she sees people going ahead and eating luxuries and delicacies. And then barfing it up.
This is a fiction. This is a fiction. They made this into
this is a fiction. They made it into a movie here. I've seen the girl. The girl's a rather pretty, pretty white girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the thing is, this is just the Jew's way of rubbing her face.
That's pretty well what the protagonists in fiction say, is that essentially what they're doing is that they are killing our boys and our girls just like the ancient Greeks. The ancient Greeks.
And the Romans. Just send all their slaves and all their prisoners into battle, either get like the gladiators, either to fight each other to the death or to fight lions and tigers and bears and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to them, it was entertainment. They didn't give a shit if some white boy got killed. Or you see what I'm saying? Because the Jews don't care. They have all the money and all the...
Well, Wiggers don't care. I mean,
white race traders don't care because they'll sell their own mother or father out for money to get ahead. I mean, that's what wiggers have turned into. They don't give a shit about their own flesh. They don't even give a shit about their own children. They let their own sons and daughters get on drugs and alcohol, race mix, be homosexuals, whatever. Be destroyed. They don't give a shit about their own children. They don't teach their own children the laws of Yahweh.
Well, they don't, you know, they've never learned them themselves. They don't care. But the point I'm trying to make is that in many ways, these rich, decadent people remind me of, Louis the 16th court of stupid, decadent idiots, Nicholas II's court of stupid, decadent idiots.
Okay.
And essentially, these people don't know, you know, what they're doing. And I see the same thing. I see the same thing happening today to where the Uyghurs and the Jews on the top, they get the notion that they can go ahead and steal, they can go ahead and rob us, they can go ahead and take our children and buy and sell them, and they can do whatever the hell they want to, and they got the notion that they're going to be in power forever. And meanwhile, there are people like Robespierre and Felix Dzerzhinsky and me, who essentially just want to go ahead and butcher them out. You know what I mean? Them and their spawn.
The thing is, if we go into Iran, that's going to be World War III. But even if World War III doesn't start real soon, there's going to have to be a civil war in America.
Well, there is working toward a civil war in America.
There's going to have to be a civil war in America because the thing is, right now we've got a civil war between the niggers and spicks in California.
A racial war. Yeah, a race war.
Okay, they're killing all the niggers off, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Basically, the white man has averted a civil war with fighting the niggers or spicks because he's too cowardly. The white man gets this little white-collar job in his gated neighborhood, and most of them are afraid to fight or stand up for the truth or fight the Jews. Well,
okay, hold on, folks, here. I'll get this thing back here. I'm setting my...
At least the battery didn't die, but we have...
No. It was my fault somehow, okay? You know, how come the white master race can't get good phone service? Probably because the master race went ahead and hit the wrong button, or the cell phone didn't go ahead and work. Anyway, we're back online, we're back recording here after 14 minutes or so. So anyway, we got back on here. Need to be telephone repairman. Well, it helps here, you know what I mean?
What was the last thing the audience heard? Because we were talking about the gladiator games in Rome. We were talking about wiggers.
Somebody went ahead and set, you know, a picture of Brian Reynolds. What they did is they connected the Junibrow. They went ahead and bugged out the ears, and they went ahead and nigger lift the lips here, and it says OMFG, or for Oh My Fucking God. major infiltration fail. It says Zookwan.com. You know what I mean?
Hey, did you say Siegfried or Siegfried? Is that Mike Delaney or who is that brother?
Oh, there's some people who think it is here. I don't know. I tend to have my doubts anymore here.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I think he's definitely circumcised by his language. He's really sick and perverted.
Well, no more than the other Nimtard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's also known as Pastor Master of Cunts on the Radio Free Nimnut show.
Yeah.
So anyway, he can be quite a tard here. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I'll tell you what. I keep on getting that ProThink Mike Delaney emails. I don't know how they. I didn't.
He sends them to me here, and he blocks everybody he does not recognize, and all the guests. Essentially, old Mikey Kikey Delaney does not want to go ahead and risk, a major tard corral problem. See, on this show, I don't care. I mean, the movement turd, the turd roars because of tards. I mean, tards make the turd roar. I mean, if you want to be an ass clown, you can be an ass clown. And if you're hilarious and you're funny, all that much more the better. Okay?
Well, the thing with your show, it illustrates how sick some of these tards are. I mean,
tards?
If you really want to see how the world is screwed up, and just come into your see some of these perverted minds. Let's get back to, we were talking about wiggers. Now, the thing is, okay, Martin, there's already a civil war going on in Mexico. They're killing sticks or killing sticks.
Oh, they're not only doing that. They're killing, 40,000? 40,000 a freaking year in these drug wars here. You know what I mean?
Also, they're also coming into Los Angeles, and the stick gangs are killing niggers left and right, and they're also killing Border Patrol agents. But the thing is, the reason there's never been – now, we had a civil war of white-on-white because of Abraham Lincoln and because of the Jews. Okay. But we haven't had a true civil war of white against Satan's kids and our enemies. The reason we hadn't had a civil war in America is because the white men are too big of fucking cowards, and they love their Judeo-Christianity, and they're taught the Jews are God's chosen people. We all come from Adam, and that black, yellow, white, we're all precious in His sight. We're all brothers. That's the bullshit. The white man knows deep down. Most white people are prejudiced. Hell, even you told me, even the biggest flaming faggot in the nut house, he's better than a nigger. Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, all the white people I talk to, they'll never admit in their churches, but they're all prejudiced. It only goes to a certain extent. They're not going to stop their son or daughter.
All right, folks. Okay, folks. I don't know what the heck the problem is, but, you know, folks, I'm back here. I don't know what the heck the problem is. Right now I'm using a landline phone with a, calling card here. It's going to cost me 3 cents a minute. So I may not go ahead and talk for very, 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 very long, but what happens when I dialed in as Pastor Listed, I got kicked off 4 times in a row. And as you can see, every time I went and logged in, I went and got kicked off here. So maybe it might be a little Brian Real, little Sword Mamser. You know, who knows what the heck the deal is. In any case, you might end up having somebody listen. So I may end up just going ahead and talking for about another half hour. And then what I might do is I might go ahead and just call old Logan, you know, Logan back here and do a number of shows here. Folks, this show doesn't have to be particularly long. I mean, it can go ahead and probably do okay for, what, less than an hour or so or an hour or so. I mean, this is a pretty well dead time right now to be speaking. So what to say? And the answer is that what I might very well do is just simply, just try to finish the show for tonight here, because it looks like Pastor Winstead is not going to go ahead and be allowed to speak for very long here. You know, that might be the case, or it might just simply be regular cell phone trouble. Yes, with my own service here. I don't know. Occasionally it goes ahead and happens here. There might just be, and I'm hoping it's just an outage at the local cell phone tower. It's what I hope it is here. I hope it ain't little Brian Leo, Third Mamser, going ahead and going after my, you know, going after my ass here, okay? So, dollar and 84 is big money. Yeah, 3 cents a minute, big spender. guest number six, why don't you come over and find out firsthand here? You know, guest number six is probably the Obajetian Pender, Pisser, Poofter, Possum. That's how you go. Finally start yelling people if they snitched on you. Have you sharpened your blade? Well, I always have a sharp knife. It's always good to have a sharp knife. It's not good to have a dull knife here, okay? Anyway. I went ahead and took a picture on my cell phone of this old Maytag, this 1920s, 1930s Maytag with a ringer. Regrettably, I don't have one of them ringers you can go ahead and turn by hand. Rather, what you do is you move it a certain way, and then the electric motor, which is on a belt, goes ahead and turns the ringer. It's one of these old type here to where essentially it has an agitator. It has an agitator in which you put the clothes. And then what you do is that after you go ahead and ring it out, you go ahead and essentially you put them in these wash tubs of about 10, 15 gallons. And usually if you had two or three, you would go ahead and then re-ring them out, then re-ring them out, and then re-ring them out here. And you'd end up having, depending on how long you wanted to go ahead and do it, you could go ahead and get them cleaner and cleaner and cleaner. And then, of course, something like that didn't come with a dryer. The ringer would go ahead and wring out all the water. Because it rang out a lot of the water, it wouldn't be quite as stiff when it went ahead and sat in here. But folks, for the last year or so, how long has it been? A year? The heater element went out in the electric dryer, gas dryer. And essentially, I've been going ahead even during the cold times, going ahead and hanging them out on the fence across the street, which holds my asparagus patch. I call it the asparagus patch laundry service here. And right now, little puppy dog, or Belle's a puppy, sitting alert. You know, and folks, you need to be alert because the world needs more alerts. Essentially, this little moth or this little miller is sort of going ahead and going by his nose here, and he knows how far he can go ahead and reach it here. And he's just so quick, he will go ahead and catch, you know, lunge at it here like a little poopy dog shark. He'll go ahead and lunge at it. He'll go ahead and catch flies and millers and stuff like that in his mouth here, in his little yap here. And he'll go ahead and eat and swallow them here then. Won't you, Beelzebub? Yes, he's paying great attention. Beelzebub, you want to head on out here? You want to go with Mama? No, he wants to go ahead and sit on Daddy's lap here, the little bastard. Don't you? Yes, Beelzebub. Waxy says we need to give him a B-A-T-H. I said, oh, little bastard can't spell. And she says, you'll be surprised at what old Beelzebub or puppy dog or buddy can go ahead and pick up here. Now, it used to be, back about a couple years ago when we would go ahead and wash, you know, wash the sheets here, you'd go ahead and hear the electric heater come on, and then the dishes would be washed. The washcloths would be washed, the sheets would be washed, and he knew, his mouth would go ahead and get all wet here, and he'd look like he was about to die. He knew the puppy dog was sometimes after the sheets, so he'd go ahead and see, and he understood what was the preparatory stages here for him to get a B-A-T-H. And one time, the little bastard went ahead and crawled underneath the bed where me and Roxy couldn't, you know, get him. So he escaped a B-A-T-H for about, for a day here. He went ahead, he got in, and he would not come out from under the, you know, under the water bed here. He was safe. We couldn't get him. Could we? Anyway, he ain't paying too much attention to me. His mind is occupied on moths. Going ahead and lunging after one and getting one here. He's all wet. He looks like that, you know, that little puppy dog here sitting in front of Victoria and says his master's voice here? Well, he ain't paying much attention to his master's voice. He's paying attention to the flight of the moth or the miller. So, where am I at here? Yeah. Puppy dog? Huh? Puppy dog? Huh? 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 You know, Beelzebub, you gonna go ahead and be nice to Daddy? Hmm? No, he's paying attention. He's paying attention to what's going on here. So let me go ahead and see about a dozen cats. Well, folks, if you had a poopy dog like Poopy Dog, you wouldn't have a dozen cats. Hmm? You know what I mean? Tried to get the dog to bark here. Tried. Let's see if I can't go ahead and get back on. Let's see if I can't go ahead and try to get on using the cell phone, okay? Okay, let's see if this works. Okay.
Well.
All right. Yep. Well, it probably is, folks. I end up having, it looks like I am back here. Probably was a cell phone problem here. Let's go ahead and click on that picture here. Oh, yeah, well, no, that's the, that is, essentially looks like Green Acres before it was upgraded here. I don't know if you guys ever seen, it's another picture of the house across the street. It might be from Google. Let me see here. Okay, it might be from Google. It might be from a couple of years ago here. I don't know. Okay. Let's see. Anyway. A few coats of stain on the hovel. Know what you see on the hovel across the street? See, my hovel here is made out of rocks here. It got rocks on the outside of it. It got a 100-some-year-old house, you know, made out of oak boards, and then over it, it has essentially rocks and concrete. You know, and some cinder blocks, but essentially mainly rocks here. The house across the street here is oak boards on an oak framework. And what you see is you see this sort of tar paper that was probably last manufactured. See, you used to have tar paper, and the pattern would have imitation yellow bricks on it here. You know what I mean? People couldn't afford bricks. What they would do is they'd get tar paper, which was sort of patterned after bricks here. And I don't think they made that brand of tar paper for about, 60 or 70 years here. They don't make it anymore. I remember when I was a kid up in South Dakota, used to have a lot of BIA shacks here, Bureau of Indian Affairs of shacks here, used to have a lot of tar paper like that across the street. So it has, instead of yellow tar paper, you know, imprints here on it, it has, I think, red tar paper, you know, bricks over there. So, folks, painting it really wouldn't do you much good here at all. It wouldn't have any effect here. But essentially, it's a shack, sweet shack here. Anyway, it looks like the movement turd is back on track here. But, folks, what I went ahead and told this Trevor Bossert here, I went ahead and put it up on my webpage. I'll go ahead and take a picture of old Tammy. And essentially, Tammy was probably a heifer with cankles. You know what I mean? You know, big old fat ankles, cankles. You know, calf ankles here, cankles. You know, and essentially old Tammy, or what was her name here? What the heck was her name here? Yeah. I forget her name here. I can go ahead and have her. Anyway, I went ahead and sent it to her email address here, but I went ahead and put it up on my webpage. Went ahead and put it on Stumble, and I'll go ahead and put a few more webpages. But folks, I went ahead and promised Trevor Bossert, and I promised the state of Missouri that they would end up having a constitutional lawsuit to determine the constitutionality of revised section Missouri 115.342, I believe it is. Now, folks, I don't really care. I don't really care about, it's not a matter of whether or not, you know, because of that I'm going to win or lose the election. I'm going to lose the election to essentially this piece of Republican shit. He's a Mamser named Ken Copeland. You know, he's sort of the other day I was seeing this piece of shit named Richard Levin. He's a Whigger, and he likes torturing people with his taser. I've seen him torture a nigger with a taser. Of course, it was a murderous nigger that he went ahead and tased here. But essentially, old Richard Levin went ahead and tasered him as a pig running to jail because he could. And, folks, that's the way these people are. That's the way these people are. I mean, pigs essentially are nothing more than thugs. That's all they are. I was thinking about Lysander Spooner, who went ahead and pointed out, you know, what, way back in 1860-something, 1870, about how throughout the history of mankind, you end up having the people in power, and what they have done is they have hired soldiers to go ahead and kill people in order to induce them to pay taxes. That's exactly what the hell they've done. So what you got to understand is that in order to have any successful civil war, you've got to understand is that who dies as a result of the civil war is anyone who goes ahead and, you know, essentially enforces the will of the regime criminals, who are the traitors, who are the Jews, who go ahead and make the laws. And you go ahead and exterminate every pig. You know, and most pigs, the worst of the pigs, are usually Mamsers. I mean, essentially Mamser pigs. You know, beaner pigs are notorious not only for their corruption, but their brutality. But it don't matter. A Whigger pig essentially is someone who has gone ahead and sold his soul to the Jews or to Satan in order for a license to go ahead and kill, like a lawyer. What happens? There's no such thing as a good policeman. and we need to understand is that if you serve Zog, to go ahead and force Zog's will that you are a traitor. You and your entire family need to die. No exceptions. Now, if you go ahead and turn on your fellow pigs here, there might be exception to where you might live, but as a slave, for you as long as your, you know, you and as long as your spawn survive. But folks, we need to understand something here. We need to go ahead and have a social order to where there is nobody who goes ahead and makes up laws that are applicable to everybody else except themselves here, because they're the ones in power. And understand that anyone who goes ahead and enforces under color of law their wishes, their wants, and goes ahead and lives off the population is nothing more than a traitor himself. And the end result is going to be, initially, yes, you will go ahead and have a bunch of assholes die in wars and fights against other assholes. But I believe it's far preferable that about, maybe a couple percent of the population go ahead and kill each other over their sundry disputes rather than have millions and millions and millions of people die in dispute over which criminal will rule over the mass. Folks, how do you destroy Zog Babel? And the answer is you go ahead and destroy it as its enforcement arm. Anybody who enforces Zog Babylon dies. No exception. Okay? Anyway, let's see here. I'm going here to... Yeah. Anyway, here. Linstead's Hovel here. Well, folks, let's see. Linstead's Hovel. Yes, that's Linstead's Hovel, and I know where you got. You got from Google. You see, you go ahead and you see Roxy's Pontiac, and you see the... you go ahead and see the Pontiac. Them two cars were traded in for a riding lawnmower and $100 about 2 weeks ago, okay? And you can tell that fat ass or my stepdaughter lived there because the trash can is overfilling with trash, and you end up having these tarps here, and essentially it looks pretty rough here. And by the way, the tin you see on the roof here was a tin that my brother helped me put on in 1992, and he died in July of 1993. So that's the way it was here. I think I was in that house or the jail at the time here when Google went ahead and took a picture of it here. And it's probably in the early, in what, March, maybe February of 1997, when they had this big ice storm here in January of 1997? No, I'm not, sorry, not 1997, 2007. Okay? So, yep, that's the Hovel. That's the Hovel. And the thing in front of it here is a trellis for the rosebush, Roxy's rosebush. Rosebush has pretty well died out after a number of years. And now, what happens, I still got that trellis, but now I have a stock tank in front of it, okay? Okay. Anyway, here. Is the GO 2.5 still run? Yes, it still runs here. Okay. Let me see here. So, yes, it's Linstead's Hovel here. And the place across the street is even a bigger hovel. But, anyway, you still have to moth poop dog. So where was I? You end up having to understand that anyone who serves as a pig is a traitor. Because what he's done is he has gone ahead and not enforced the will of Yahweh, but enforced the will of Zog. And therefore, there's no such thing as a good pig. No such thing as a good pig. Now, will we use pigs here in order to go ahead and turn on each other when the Great Tribulation is happening? And the answer is yes here. Pretty well about every man will go ahead and have the choice to kill or be killed. What you have to understand is that those who were the killers, those who went ahead and brought us to a sorry situation, need to die. People go ahead and look at someone like Jeremy Visser here, and we end up having this pisser possum. Number 46, on when I went ahead and talked to, Nimbusters, and essentially I knew it was Obagenderbender. Obagenderbender admitted as much that, yes, it was Norman Obagenderbender, his evil twin brother. Well, okay, is this evil twin brother who is chasing the one-eared dingo, stole his pickle out of the Alice Springs lorry lot? And the answer is, well, Obagenderbender didn't want to go ahead and say. But Obagenderbender goes ahead and makes, and you can go ahead and tell, there's probably a Mamzer, more than like, almost certainly a Mamzer, probably a Jew, to where, how dare you go ahead and say that the spawn of regime criminals, even if they're Uyghurs, need to die. And the answer is that in Yahweh's law, if you're evil and you're responsible for being put to death here because you went ahead and enforced God's will, your entire family needs to die. And I've read several times about what happened to the house of Saul, and especially what happened to the house of Ahab. In fact, we pretty well discussed this earlier this month here, and I'll probably go ahead and discuss it on the anniversary of May 10th when I get thrown in jail on these bogus charges. Now, he's probably going ahead and referring to Jeremy Visser, and the answer is that Jeremy Visser was essentially a Melungeon. He's a part Jew, and Jeremy Visser was born evil. So why in the world should we go ahead and wonder, oh no, this little Jeremy Visser's pisser possums, are they evil too? And the answer is yes. They got mixed race blood in their veins. In fact, that's all they are, is mixed race. And they may go ahead and pretend to be white, but no, they're still Mansers. They're still evildoers. Jeremy Visser, when he was 10, here he is, just like a nigger. He's going after the little white girls here, and he's acting up. So they go ahead and dope him up. And Jeremy Visser learns that he likes dope. He goes ahead and he becomes a criminal. A Mamzer Melungeon criminal, a self-righteous criminal, who just simply does not have the strength to admit that he's a criminal. Go ahead and simply live by himself or change his ways by force of will, so he behaves. So he hangs around with another Mamzer criminal, Brian Wright. And folks, over on the Mamzer barrel, the real Mamzer barrel, he just can't go ahead and prevent himself from going ahead. Marty's a chomo, Marty's a pedophile, Marty's this, Marty's that. And he was pulling this crap on me, off and on, when I was in, when I was in that house, and then sometimes he'd pretend that, no, Marty can't be that. Folks, Visser is just simply a lying criminal Mamzer in Melungeon. And to go ahead and think that it's going to be something other than what it is idiocy. Right now, it's going ahead and presenting a whole bunch of shows to where it acts all mealy-mouthed, like a little, old Billy Sunday, a Billy Sunday Mamzer. And folks, I got to where I couldn't even bother listening to it. Folks, I very seldom listen to Finkelshiny anymore. I know what Finkelshiny is. Why bother? Why bother to listen to Finkelshiny hack up history? Why bother to go ahead and listen to Brown Real Sword Mamzer, Sword Brethren? Go ahead and read from Wikipedia. Sunday's show was ridiculous. You have a Jew boy, Finkelshiny. You end up having a Mamzer, old nigger lips, Brian Real. You end up having a hysterical cunt here, like old, pickle cunt, like old Carolyn Yair. And you end up having, I think it's Mikey Delaney, his little Jew Mams request as well here. So you end up having a Jew, you know, a couple of Jews, you know, three Mamsers, maybe four, a pickle cunt, essentially all yapping about how Adolf Hitler should be worshipped. Folks, this is ridiculous. This is silly. This doesn't make any sense at all. Folks, Adolf Hitler was a man. He was not the Archangel Michael, I think, which he likes to go ahead and claim he was. He was a man. And the reason he failed is that it was not time for the white man, for the Judean, to go ahead and exterminate all the Jews. In fact, it was Germany's destiny to lose so that there could be the Jews running around and taking over Zog Babylon and setting up the stage for when we live now, the Great Tribulation. That was the purpose of it. Okay? That was the purpose of it. So here we are now on the verge. No one knows when, you know, that day will come. Not even Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus Christ said as much. I forget the actual scripture. He said, no man knows when this thing will go ahead. Now, no one knows the time of my return. No one knew. No one knew at all. Right now, I am looking at something on PBS about the Appalachians. And essentially, what you're doing is you're looking at the Red Nigger, you know, and Whigger Wars during the Revolution, Daniel Boone and all that, to where essentially you went ahead and seen these people draw essentially scenes of racial warfare on the American continent, to where essentially you'd see pictures of, you know, Indians going ahead and scalping, raping and murdering white people, and you go ahead and then see white men going ahead and counter killing without mercy red nigger men, women, and children. Folks, you got to understand here is that this is a racial war. And the only thing worse than a racial war is racial amalgamation, where people are no longer what they are at all. Okay? So, let's see here. I'm looking at this here. The bigger okay, well, Russ for might or might not be, you know, I think he's in New Zealand, and I'm not sure if he took his Jack O'Lane juicer with him. If he is, he is roaming the interior of New Zealand. Folks, there's not a single Kiwi or emu or sheep that is safe from Russ Walker and his juicer. I said, Martin, I went ahead into the further countryside and I juiced me up an emu liver, spleen, and gizzard. I went ahead and drank it down here. After I went through the Jack LaLanne juicer, let me just tell you, delicious, baby, delicious. So, I'll have for fun here. Westford gets back here. Have him call in and set up one of these little Hal Turner sort of commercials here about the Jack LaLanne juicer and how it can go ahead and juice emus, and kangaroos, and sheep. You know what I mean? That goat or two. You know what I mean? The Jack LaLanne, you know, juicer here, it'll go ahead and juice anything. You've never lived until you've gone ahead and eaten, juiced, you know, kiwi gizzards. Beaks and gizzards here. I'm yum yum. Got lots of fiber. Anyway. Okay. Let's see here. Sort of getting off track. But again, when you end up having a show like this here, it's very easy to get off track here. In fact, it's fun a lot of times, okay? So anyway, we're talking, some of the chat room is talking about David Lynch here. So, oh, by the way, poor old Mel Gibson here, I think he's gone ahead and he's run afoul of another Jew boy for the Judas Maccabee, series. Well, folks, look, Mel, what you need to do is you need to go ahead, take all that money you got from the Passion of the Christ, and what you need to do is, well, essentially, buy old Harold Covington's The Brigade for about, a dollar, essentially, and then instead of doing Judas Maccabee here and have it written by a Jew here who goes ahead and screws you and then says he can't go ahead and do the show, how dare you talk about great Jews, you need to go ahead and make a show to where you can go ahead and star in it here, and as a Northwest volunteer, you can say, "Are you a Jew? All the problems in the world are caused by Jews, but I'm going to go ahead and make the world have one less problem." Bang! Old Jew boy gets it. that would go ahead and go ahead and fix it here. Well, the Nimbusters are running. The Nimbusters are just running wild tonight here. Okay, I went ahead and clicked this picture. Okay. I don't know what it is here. But this particular picture here makes him look like, a young Gollum. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyway, a young Gollum. Let's see. Return to index. I am probably being trashed out by the Nimtards here. Welfare to work programs for niggers. Okay. All righty here. Okay. Look at what's going on in Nimtard land here. Well, heck, I guess I'm not on very much here. Marty's belated turd starts in 43 minutes here. Shelmo Kadri 4. Well, thanks a lot here. You know what I mean? I was pointing out that these two Secret Service agents, which came to my house here. Oh, okay. Let's see. Hello.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Yeah, could you go ahead and call Roxy's cell phone? All right, bye-bye. Hail Victor. Well, this is not exactly a show where it was like old Radio Free Nimnuts on Saturday night where some heifer goes ahead and calls in, and she doesn't sound bad. She sounds like a South San Antonio or New Braunfels Texican. She claims that she's part white Hispanic and German, and she doesn't sound like a beaner, doesn't sound like a beanerist. A news kike has her on for about, a couple hours. Of course, he had me on for about, an hour, 20 minutes. We were talking about how, essentially, Christian identity isn't Christian identity with Mavsich. But, heck, I mean, folks, if I ended up probably letting Zane talk here, I bet a lot of you people with nothing better to do, even on a Monday night, would go ahead and listen to Jane go ahead and talk about her lupus, talk about how she's going to go ahead and go on a diet tomorrow after she eats 4 dozen eggs. And Jane got really annoyed at me last week. I didn't know she was on the phone. And she wanted me to go ahead and dig out 4 rolls of toilet paper and have Roxy take them up to Joplin for Jane to use. And I said if she wouldn't put so much in through the front here, she wouldn't have to go ahead and wipe so damn much on the rear. And, why in the world can't she go ahead and save her money and essentially just eat a balanced normal meal. And, well, essentially, you know, I sort of went off on her here, and essentially she was listening, and she got all mad. So for about 3-4 days, it was, Martin is such an asshole. I mean, it reminds me of the time when old fat ass was, you know, living with us here, and she'd go ahead and call Roxy's mom and be, Grandma, Martin's such an asshole. Well, Jane went the same way here. So where was I here? Well, maybe the thing about it is, though, is that, like most women, they go ahead and they look at what their husbands or boyfriends or whatever is doing here, and to them, it's just some silly shit that some little boy is doing. And I don't care. I mean, if you are squeezed out of some, you know, any heifer that squeezes you out of her pussy is going to go ahead and view you. Is going to go ahead and view you as her little boy who never grew up. Now, what happens is that, I meant to go ahead and do it Friday, but I didn't get around to it. Got pretty busy. I'm going to go ahead and send, my Bishop of St. Joseph. Now, he used to be my Bishop Fulton here, who went ahead and killed his daddy with a claw hammer. I'm going to go ahead and send him $30. And he went ahead and called me. I said, hey, I'm sorry. I should have sent it out Friday. I still haven't sent it out. And I'm definitely going to go ahead and send it out tomorrow. But I said, what happens is it seems like I went ahead and adopted a whole bunch of nuts, you know, from the nut house. And they're sort of like, abandoned puppies here or kittens. What happens, you take it home and feed it here. It's sort of hard to go ahead and kick it to the curb here after you get done. You're tired of feeding it here. You can't quite afford to feed it, but you still go ahead and feed it anyway here. So essentially I've been, you know, sort of supporting the small monetary funds here. A bunch of, well, nuts here whose family have abandoned them. But the guy who went ahead and killed his father was pretty well-to-do and friend of lots of judges and stuff here. And, you know, his mother has gotten all that money, and she won't even go ahead and send her baby boy $30 a month to go ahead and take care of him. I mean, you know, it's going to go hard for her here if this guy ever gets out here. You know what I mean? You're going to be chasing old mama. You're going to be chasing old mama with a claw hammer. Who knows? Yeah. But anyway, yeah. It's sort of amusing. Yeah. Anyway, where am I here? Huh? You go to what? Go later then here. Well, all right here, Bednarski. I think it was this character from New Jersey, Bednarski. He was into a clan, then he became a born-again Christian, then he became a Klansman again, now he was a born-again Christian again. I don't know if he's a Klansman again or still a born-again Christian or something like that here. I don't know if that's the case or not here. It don't really matter here. So, folks, this is a show when essentially there's really nothing going on tonight or around now. Pretty well, the April 19th thing went by. April 20th, Hitler's birthday, went by. And essentially, I guess we're all waiting. We're all waiting here for what's going to go ahead and happen next year. Right now, they went ahead and let go this George Zimmermaster, and he's free on a bond here. And from what I gather, the pictures have come out here to where essentially it shows blood all over this guy's head. When that nigger went ahead and was, you know, pounding his head into the pavement, and folks, it should be an open shut case here. Well, screw you. Screw your second degree murder horseshit. I mean, no need for stand your ground or anything like that here. Folks, we need to have it to where essentially if you're a pig, you're a liberal wigger or whatever here, we're just going to go ahead and shoot your worthless ass. And if you piss us off here, we'll go ahead and let you show how much you really love niggers by going ahead and putting you and your family in a big old cage full of syphilitic niggers, where, you know, who's going to go ahead and sodomize your worthless ass here. And then you'll go ahead and learn that essentially niggers are not little wiggers in a little black suit wearing blackface. Got to go ahead and learn, well, how life really is. You really do, wigger. You really, really, really do. And if you cannot or will not go ahead and learn this, then I guess you're going to have to learn it the hard way, what you're going to have to do. That is what will go ahead and serve you right. So, in any case, I don't know what, you know, I'm going to go ahead and look and see if there's anything new here. I may go ahead and have, you know, the first show of less than an hour for a long, you know, for less than 2 hours for a long time here. I'm not quite sure what to go ahead and really go ahead and say here, because really, there's nothing much going on in the movement. I went ahead and looked over at the sperm front. I think I went ahead and covered that April Gady's father got shot. That was, what, a week or so ago? And I think April's milked it for all she can get. There's really nothing much going on in the bowel movement. I think I went ahead and pointed out is that one of Linder's little dothead, her pseudo dothead tards, called him a Jew. And Linder went ahead and banned, you know, he, she, it, whatever it was. And you go ahead and look at Linder's forum, and folks, it's just littered with people who essentially got tired of licking Alex Linder's colostomy bag. So he went ahead and just banned them. I was going ahead and, oh, Greg Johnson wants to go ahead and have a symposium to where they go ahead and have a big old to-do or a big old how we love William Pierce. I went ahead and pointed out that William Pierce ran a creatarded, what I call a creatarded old Ellen City. I talked about Ellen City in the previous shows here, less, you know, a few previous shows. Essentially, Pierce ran an Elohim city for creatards. That's what he did. Okay? So, folks, he got $400,000 of water money, and he did manage it pretty good, better than any of the other people who were given order money, certainly better than Trader Glenn Miller. But, folks, if everybody in the movement knew that he got $400,000 in order money, why do you think the FBI didn't know about it, too? Folks, our bunch cannot keep a secret at all, you know, especially with a show like this, too, here. So, what was the deal? And the answer is that the FBI knew that Pierce got order money, and they were blackmailing him. Essentially, went ahead and kept an eye on, well, the somewhat racially mixed anti-Christian retards he had coming to his particular farm or compound or whatever. Okay. What to do about it? The answer is, well, I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if I should do anything about it. I certainly can't do it because, hey, first of all, Pierce is dead. But I sort of have a problem with intellectuals who go ahead and glorify other intellectuals who didn't have the balls or the gumption to essentially be men who would fight. Men who would go ahead and do what needs to be done. Okay? So, anyway. Yeah, you're talking about Zimmermanser? Yeah, old Zimmermanser's, I think what happens, their claim is daddy was white here. I think his daddy was a Jew boy. a Jew municipal judge, and they made a big deal about, well, that, you know, what happens is daddy's telling him how to go ahead and game the system here so he gets away with killing us poor beaters or poor niggers. You know what I mean? So, yeah, well, the thing is that I'm quite sure there's a number of people who are probably quietly going ahead and kicking the money out to pay for his bond or his bail. Okay? All right. Well, how do you get that surname? Well, because my daddy was a Jew boy. Okay? So, okay. Yeah, anyway, well, I doubt Liz and Logan are having a special conversation by cell phone here. But then again, if they are, they are. Anyway, but where was I? I got the surname. Well, I would say Occam's Razor. Daddy was a Jew boy. Daddy was a Jew boy, and Mama was, well, essentially the Peruvian heifer here who essentially, well, pretty much went ahead and sucked the Jew boy's dick here. Folks, Jew boys don't have a problem with screwing other members. I mean, it's sort of like the story of Cazal Worden. He had two kids. He was married to a Jew wife, Gretel from the Schittel, and essentially went ahead and found himself a Red Hot Chili Pepper, a mestizo from Texas, and he went ahead and he dumped Gretel from the Schittel and the two smaller Jew boys. And what happens? The oldest Jew boy goes ahead and he works in a theater company. He's a homo. And he hates daddy, Cazal. And pretty well, I'm not sure if Mamacita Latrina is sterile or not here. Haven't had any little, Jew beaneritas. Here he was, pretend to be, a great, great militia leader from South Oregon militia. The folks, I figured out he's a Jew. I call him Cazal Worden. And Cazal was a kike. He'd go ahead and pretend not to be a kike, and he'd say, yes, we are Jewish like me here. So I went ahead and made a parody of it called Cazal Like Cazal. This was way back in 1997, 1998. Me and Cazal never did like one another at all. So, in any case, well, I'm looking at this thing called Appalachia. So this is season number two, where essentially the Scots-Irish were moving in on the red niggers of Appalachia and killing and being killed and pretty well interbreeding with a lot. And that's why you end up having a bunch of Anglo-Mestizos to this day. And folks, I don't know what it is, but there are a lot of hillbillies and Anglo-Mestizos who like getting associated with Christian identity. They really do, okay? So, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, what happens to Zimmerman, or as I call him, George Zimmermanser? I mean, heck, he's a beaner. Who cares? What difference does it make? He went ahead and killed a nigger. What is far more important is that essentially niggers have been running wild past couple months. Essentially, they're running around and they are acting up just like early spring. Oh, by the way, I went ahead and looked, and what you see is that they have snow around Buffalo, New York. Now, the biggest snowfalls in this country are, in New York and Pennsylvania and Ohio. from the cold wind from Canada goes ahead, hits this wet, wet weather right over, the Great Lakes. And so you end up having the biggest snowfalls in places like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and, upstate New York. I just seen one time I was driving, it was in winter, and I was driving through the Adirondacks here of New York, and it was just snowing like crazy. So you end up going ahead and getting a bunch of that. It's beautiful country, really. Upstate New York, upstate, Pennsylvania, beautiful country. Really nice looking country. But especially Pennsylvania, I really like seeing, driving across Interstate 80 to, across the Continental Divide here, right across, right around Clearfield is the Eastern Continental Divide on Interstate 80. Used to pick up Jersey produce, i.e. garbage, from Lyndhurst, New Jersey, and go ahead and drive it to a landfill 28 miles northeast of Louisville. And Western Kentucky is beautiful, too. Anyway, where am I at? Oh, okay. Looks like Andy went ahead and showed up. Okay. We ended up having a little bit of technical difficulty problems here, Andy. And, the problem is that essentially the big news is that Linder went ahead and banned another Tard to talk back, went ahead and banned the Tard, called it a Jew. And the second one is that Rusper is running around in the wilds of New Jersey, possibly with a Jack LaLanne juicer, and juicing emus. And I'm not sure if they have kangaroos or wallabies. Kangaroos or wallabies. And a sheep or two here. What happens is that Rusper will go ahead and give me a parody when he gets back from New Jersey. He'll go ahead and give me a parody Jack LaLanne juicer commercial to where he says this thing is still tested. It can go ahead and just grind up and juice emu gizzards and beaks and feet. Go ahead and make it a wonderful tasting fibrous drink. Yum, yum, yum. Go ahead and do sheep liver, sheep kidneys, sheep spleens, sheep anuses. Go ahead and just go to town here. Cut all this stuff here. it's sort of good, really. It is really sort of good when things are so quiet. Essentially, all you can hear is the sound of Linder going ahead and banning one of its tards for calling it a Jew. Well, it's Mamzer Tards, we're calling it a Jew, and Rusper is, essentially somewhere juicing the indigenous wildlife. Anyway. maybe not the sheep, Okay. Well, pretty well. I went ahead and put a link. It was this character who was called Salvador PRT or something like that here, and I'm not sure if it's a he, a she, or a it. But essentially, they have an avatar of some dothead bank here who was into Hitlerism, sort of like Brian Rio. And they were yakking about Christianity and how everybody's a tard who believes in Christianity. And this one goes ahead and gets down on Linder, I guess because he's just he's a Philistine Jew or something like that. So anyway, this critter takes a picture of Linder with his nose looking like it has a little bit of a Jew nose. Takes a picture of old Linder, and Linder's nose is looking about nearly as big as Fink's. Oh, Finkelsteinies, and says Alex Linder is a Jew. And what happens is Linder went ahead and banned this tard. So so I mean it was sort of funny here. I mean, it's not just the fact that Linder got Crohn's. You know, I mean, there are some people who always thought Linder was a Jew. And the rest of them on VNNF here who think Linder's a Jew, they usually keep their mouth shut until they want to get their asses banned, like this particular critter pretending to be a dothead Bink went ahead and did. And that was, what, yesterday. And so, you know, the character did post quite a bit here. You know, about 5,000 posts, but now it's gone here. It's been booted by Linder. You know what I mean? Maybe he went ahead and told Vargina, the Linder Miller meerkat, to go ahead and ban the tard. But I think old Linder went ahead and banned that tard itself. So, you know, I was going ahead and looking at this column by James Howard Kunstler. And Kessel was talking about how things are real quiet, but actually things are not in very good shape here. Underneath, everything is sort of roiling, ready to go ahead and break out. And here in Southwest Missouri, it turns sort of cool. And in Buffalo, New York, it turned rather cold. You have a bunch of snow over budding trees. So that may not be very good for, well, whatever's already budded out here in upstate New York and Pennsylvania. Okay? So, okay, the whole history of the matter. I mean, folks, people thought Linder has been a Jew ever since Linder showed up. Linder supposedly came from Pomona, California, majored in journalism from some small Pomona college of Pomona, California. Supposedly, Linder worked for the American Spectator. And from what I gather, he was one of these little critters. He wasn't all there trusted. He got found out, got abandoned. And then around 2000 or so, here's William Pierce. He has some money from the order, presumably, or from the $400,000 he got from the order. He goes ahead and he discovers Alex Linder somehow. I don't know how he went, you know, I'm not sure how Alex met Bill. He goes ahead, and around 2000, he sets up Linder with a webpage called Vanguard News Network, or VNN. And up until, what, around 2003, when V Bulletin 2.0 or so came out, he used to have probably the best writers in the racialist right go ahead and post articles to VNNF. Not anymore. VNNF here is sort of like Sperm Front's original, you know, webpage. The webpage is pretty well just withered away. Well, sort of like mine. I don't really write anything for my webpage anymore for a flat file. I go ahead and write things for my particular forum. Now it's gone away from the forum. It's gone to the moderated WordPress blog. You know, the problem with Joogle is that from what I gather, it doesn't matter. You end up getting 10 complaints, you're out, and Brian Rea went ahead and kicked me out. But anyway, Pierce went ahead and rehabilitated Linder, and then Pierce died in 2002, in July 2002. And then, you know, Linder didn't have any money. But what he went is he went with Billy Roper, put it on Billy Roper's servers. It used to be the servers cost a lot more than what they do now. And he went ahead and used Billy Roper's V Bulletin, you know, license to run VNNF. But that wasn't enough. And pretty well, you know, and I might have some responsibility about that. What happens in 2004, March 2004, Trader Glenn Miller found out that I had been essentially pulling Trader Glenn Miller on him. Somebody, either Wiggerswill Wheelos or Ron Doggett, went ahead and told what I was actually saying about old Trader Glenn Miller. Think me out, and Trader Glenn Miller got him a computer. He started getting on VNNF, and pretty well by 2004, he was pretty well paying Linder, I believe, to to go ahead and host the NNF, and Linder has never been able to go ahead and actually pay for anything himself. Essentially, the NNF is a Zog false front. It's a data mining front. And anybody who goes ahead and hangs around the NNF should go ahead and pay attention to how many people. I mean, far more than any other place. Far, far more than any other place. You know, Bits Tits Bill. You know, what? Kevin Harpham. Far more than anybody else here, the NNF tards have gone to prison. Linder went ahead, essentially, told on, well, Bits Bill on December 15, 2009. The NNF is a data mining operation. Those four flag seeds to an extent, not as much as the NNF. So Pierce went ahead and found Alex Linder and rehabilitated him. So now, what you end up having is that you have Linder, who was just simply a wannabe, real smart little tard. You know, folks, I had old John Reltney get banned by Linder. I didn't even call him a Jew. I just simply ridiculed the crap out of Linder. He was saying, "Low rules, that's as gay as lone elves." And I went ahead and said, "Okay, Linder, what are you doing? What are you doing to bring about the revolution, Mr. English major?" And I just went ahead and ripped him a whole new one. And one of my spies didn't know it was me. He said, "Well, this guy named John Reltney, he went ahead and really ripped Linder, you know, a new one here. Linder really cannot go ahead and stand when someone's really going ahead and knows his stuff. It was really, tearing a whole new one." Okay? No, Linder's in his 40s or so here. You know what I mean? So, yeah, Siegfried here. I bet you're really loud here by saying stuff like that here. Yeah. What happens is that I've actually seen Linder, and in real life, he looks like an Aryan, but when it comes down to it, he's really, you know, in his reaction here, he acts like a little Guido. And I was there, when was it, May 12th, I believe it was, 2004, went up there with Billy Roper's bunch here. You know, and I went up there to see Pastor Richard Butler before he croaked. I called Pastor Richard Butler before he croaks tour. You had Rich Spring, and Rich Spring was pretty well a Zogbot. He was going ahead and stealing the stuff. Linder shows up. Craig Cobb shows up. Billy Roper, of course, ran it here. You had Ben Vineyard, and you had this European film crew. And this was afterwards. My VCR, cassette recorder battery goes ahead and dies. And I need to go ahead and put that up on YouTube, or I need to go ahead and just put the video feed in MPEG-1 up so people can go ahead and create it into a YouTube video. Where was I? Essentially, Linder went ahead and asked this little dark Swiss guy, two-thirds the size. Linder's, what, 6'1", 6', something like that? I mean, Linder actually looks Nordic. But he acts like a total little Jew. He acts like a total little Guido is what he looks like. He sometimes looks like a Guido, and he does have Crohn's. You know, heck, Leslie Stahl looks like a white woman, but she's kikus. Anyway, he went ahead, and somehow he misunderstood, and he asked his something. He goes ahead and asks this little dark Swiss guy here from the European documentary film crew if he's a Jew. And the guy says, "Yeah, yeah." And me and Ben Vineyard are sort of looking here. And I know, since I was stationed over in Germany for 19 months, that what a German speaker will do, since they're so polite, when they don't know something, they say, "Ah," or, huh. You know, they go ahead and say, "Yes, yeah, yeah," for yes, yes. And old Linder goes ahead, he takes that as that this little guy is a bit, he's a Jew. and old Linder looks scared. Linder looks like a total little pussy here. And what happens had to be Ben Jr. because I was enjoying. You know, old Linder, he comes across as being so superior, and you know that essentially if you went ahead, you got pissed at him and just smashed his nose in here, he'd whine like a pussy. You know what I mean? And I'm not really all that much of a mean and combative sort of guy here, but you know he's a little sanctimonious up, he's a little prick that you sort of want to beat the dog shit out of, even though you're not going to. And essentially, you sort of know, and he knows you know, that essentially if you just went ahead and beat his ass, essentially he would yelp a little bit, but essentially go ahead and take his ass whooping. You know, that's what Linder's like here. Yeah, I mean, sort of like John Britton to just go ahead and beat the dog shit out of here, just whoop his ass before he can even know he's getting his ass whooped here. Me, someone like me here, I'm sort of crippled up here, and I'd have to catch Linder first. But Linder was looking at this little guy, two-thirds his size, and he's scared of this guy. You know, I'm looking on, I think it's hilarious here. So Ben Vineyard goes ahead, he must have been Ben Vineyard, he goes ahead and, you know, said, "You're not a Jew, are you?" And the little dark Swiss says, kind of Jew. And, you know, not kind of Jew, which means a little Jew. It means kind of. It means not a Jew. So, you know, what happened is just that explained to Linder. So then Linder starts going ahead and breathing a little bit easier. Linder has all this, you know, sanctimony. He has all this attitude that he's the smartest little critter, and what happens is us Christians are all such tars because we're Christians. And essentially, this character went ahead and got down on Linder because Linder's an American, not a smart Indian. I mean, not red nigger Indian. I mean, turban, you know, nigger Indian here from, the original India. Okay? So, go ahead and did he hook up with April Gady? I don't. Okay, Corn Cobb's working with a man in North Dakota. Yeah, he goes ahead and posted here. Let me see. Why doesn't Britton call in anymore? Well, the reason of it is that he hasn't called in for a long, long, long time here because essentially his lawyers told him not to. All right? He hasn't been on here for, you know, essentially Brian Real ambushed his ass on the episode number 46. And Brian Real went ahead and Jim and Eli James, I mean, shoot, I need to go ahead and put, that's the reason I went ahead and got along with Kane here. I need to go ahead and get Kane to go ahead and put up this Lake County, Ohio. Here where old Brian Real was going ahead and whining like a pussy. That, you know, Liz said he just mainly talk here. And Russ Walker's harassing me. He went ahead and got a bunch of aluminum siding people, you know, or telephone spokespeople to harass me here. But, you know, John Britton, he's dangerous. He went ahead and threatened to put a bullet in my head. Well, threatened to put a bullet in your head if he caught you up in Emmett, Idaho, making good on your threats to go ahead and rape his wife and daughters. And John wasn't mollified when I said, "Well, Brian Real has a man crush on you." What happens is I'd sort of worry about my own bunghole there, and I'd worry about, you know, your wife or daughters here. I mean, Brian, crying line Brian's a total faggot here. But, you know, John's pretty hot tempered here, and he pretty well just went ahead and he ambushed John Britton. And so me and Rusper went ahead and said, "Johnny, you went ahead and ambushed your ass and essentially, you know, got you to yell and scream at him by shooting his ass. Now he's probably going ahead and calling the damn cops on you based upon that." And he had the show taken down, number 46, but luckily I had a copy. And essentially there's a whole bunch of people who got a copy of number 46. Okay? You can get it if you really want it here. Okay? Yeah, it's pretty nasty here. But what happens is that the reason he flipped out is that Brian Rio had previously gone ahead and threatened to rape his wife and his daughters here, and it didn't make any difference. So we went ahead and told John is that, well, Brian, you know, crying line, Brian's a big faggot here. So essentially, crying line, Brian went ahead and caused a bunch of trouble. And from my guess, lawyers told him no more doing any more Linstead shows. And no more, no more getting on these forums or anything like that. So he's pretty well disappeared. I have been going ahead and, you know, uploading some of these old shows from, number three, number four. If you go ahead and look at the old archive movie turds, I've gone ahead and uploaded them. And I've been sort of busy this week, but I did that last week here. So you can go ahead and hear, Pastor John Britton. He's been talking about the church, as you remember, that of his childhood, of Wesley Swift, before Pastor Butler went ahead and took over and blinded all these criminals, and pretty well, you know, making all the family men disperse, okay? Well, it sounded sort of like, you know, I was trying to tell Talks to You is that, heck, this is sort of like Jerry Springer Radio. I mean, this is Jerry Springer Radio. You have some little faggot manager thinks you can go ahead and post shit, and you end up having old John as a middle-aged hothead who sort of thinks that beating the shit out of little mams or faggots is going to go ahead and solve, you know, everything. And, well, it was sort of solving. You went ahead and old John Brick got hold of Brian Real. That would solve a number of things. It would solve a number of things, you know, now that I think about it. The thing about it is that, John doesn't have the money or the time to, drive all the way to Cleveland here to whip little Sword Babster's ass here. Now, I heard a little sword man that was going down to Louisiana was going to go ahead and apply for a job in the Joplin Pig Lice Department. They go ahead and see they got kicked out of ROTC, or Section 8 is out of it here. He's a total psychological reject. But supposedly he was going to go ahead and call me, make an obscene phone call here from somewhere around Joplin or something like that here. It's sort of like Mumpsnuts going ahead and threatening me. And I said, well, Mumpsnuts, you come down here. Come on down, Mumpsnuts. And what happens is that if you're making the challenge, well, I get the choice of ground and weapons. I choose gelding knives and zero paces in my living room, no witnesses. Well, Mumpsnuts has decided he's not going to go ahead and come down. But he even gets so ridiculous, you end up having this heifer, this sort of Mamzer heifer, named Cynthia Keene, a.k.a. C.I. Skinbird, and she challenged me to a duel. So I said, okay, again, I get the choice of weapons. I want to go ahead and use tit ringers at zero paces. And what happens is I got Opal and Everett's old 1920s Maytag, hovel across the street. You're going to have to help me dig it out here, and you get to go first here. Tit ringing at zero paces. And old Cynthia Key, I think she lives around Springfield, so, why don't you come to Springfield? I said, I don't know if I can go ahead and get the Maytag into the GL. you're going to have to go ahead and come down here to go ahead and fight a tit ring and duel with me. She had a picture on there, and she looked like an oogly mamzer. She had tattoos all over the freaking place, just like a nigger or beaner here. And I went ahead and commented that, she looked like an ugly mamzerus, and she went ahead and took down her picture. So, but anyway, you can go ahead and see her picture. Rio practices the martial arts here. Do you know that Brian Rio is a black belt? Well, two of them, really. One across his eyebrows, the other between his dick and his ass here, he got two black belts. Why did Mumpsnuts turn on you? Old Wire Bill turned on me. Essentially, he was just under to go ahead and get an ordination. He got an ordination from some Klan people. I don't know if he actually got, he called himself CI chaplain. Essentially, what he was trying to do is go ahead and get an ordination. And he went ahead and he begged and he pleaded and he begged and he pleaded for, you know, for John Britton to ordain him or for me to ordain him. And essentially, Idaho was, what, 1,600 miles away from St. Louis? Whereas, you know, St. Louis was about 300-some miles away from me. So I decided to go ahead and meet, you know, go ahead and come down. And I said, why don't you go ahead and, you know, give me your name and tell me, you know, scan in your driver's license and do this and that. He wouldn't do that. And I wish he had, and I wish I'd been alert. I should have just gone ahead and done a Missouri case net, found out that he was just a petty criminal who gets caught all the time and essentially gets out of the snitching. But he comes down here, and heck, he goes back. He, you know, he asked me, well, should I go ahead and renew my, you know, membership on Stormfront? I said, that's up to you. What should I do about the Downies? I said, I don't care what you do about the Downies. I mean, it might be good to have somebody on Stormfront to go ahead and actually counteract their no-devil horseshit. So he comes up there, and then he goes ahead. I scan in this certificate and tell him that I've ordained him. I go ahead and have him type in his password and his username on Toshiba number 2, and the idiot goes ahead and clicks remember me. I don't know at the time. He don't know at the time. So for about 2 months or so, I was able to go ahead and tuck in behind Lyrebill and read his private messages, go ahead and read the moderator forums, the sustaining member forums, and these people are boring. And all Mumpsnuffs wanted to do was just simply ban people as a moderator of Christian Identity Theology. And he wanted to go ahead and ban Clunt and Clunt's Meerkat. And essentially, it went up the thing to old Don Black. Essentially, Don Black said, Clunt's an old comrade. Whatever Clunt wants, Clunt gets. And Liar Bill, he got all mad, and he wouldn't go ahead and log on anymore. And since I didn't dare log in without, you know, I'd gone ahead and he'd have figured out that I'd managed to go ahead and read his email or something like that. So when he came back, I guess he changed the password to something because I couldn't log on anymore until January of January 1st or 3rd of 2010. October, November, December. Yeah, I was able to go ahead and read. Oh, Lyrebill. And Lyrebill's an idiot. You know, he's just a petty-minded idiot. He believes in going ahead and banning people and pretending to be their buddies and screwing them. And essentially, that's what Lyrebill's like. He's just a weird piece of shit. He goes ahead and pretends to be something here. And I've noticed that, you know, Billy Roper didn't ordain him. Morris Gillette didn't ordain him. He hung around there for a while, and they got wise to him. They kicked him out. Maybe they went and looked up Missouri case now. Okay? Anyway, so he goes ahead, and, you know, that's just the way these people are. And you don't take them seriously. You don't take them seriously at all. Let's see. I've been going on for hour and 17 minutes. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and so I'll see Hail Victory here, okay? Okay, we're back. It looks like guest number 16 is a wannabe spammer. Not that it matters, but it's stupid to go ahead and let a wannabe spammer go ahead and have a chance to go ahead and spam you. Especially since I haven't gone ahead. Okay, it looks like the Nimtards are here. Folks, I don't know what to say here. This is probably going to be the last segment because there ain't really anything going on in the bowel movement. Just the same old here. I was going ahead and listening to Harold Covington talk about how it's good to go ahead and get on Facebook to try to stay on Facebook, and I don't have a problem with that. Although, I think in many cases it's up to you to go ahead and create, you know, an alternative to Facebook or Fedbook or whatever you want to call it. So let me go ahead and let's see what's going on. Okay. Fox News from Arizona. Largest pig lice. Largest police bust in Arizona history. Okay, I guess I don't see it here. I guess this must be a joke or something. Okay. Well, looks like we have Nimtards, and they figured out that I've been posting an hour behind, and it doesn't really matter here. It looks like I'm about 2 hours worth of 2 hours worth of stuff here. It looks like guest number 23. He's able to go ahead and troll here. Well, good thing I went ahead and saved the chat here. You know, before the biggest, the most tards came in. No great big deal here. Anyway, Yeah, we have the Nimtard showing up. Nimtard. What happens is that I was helping out a friend with something or another, and I only got about 3 hours sleep this morning. Well, I'm a little bit tired, but not too badly tired. In any case, I went ahead and sent out an email here, pretty well threatening another lawsuit. That's going to cost me another $350. I think there's going to be another constitutional lawsuit against the state of Missouri, over the constitutionality of this law, which requires people to go ahead and file income tax returns before they can run for public office. And essentially kiss the ass of Zog when you're trying to go ahead and run as someone who goes ahead and, is supposed to be elected by Zog. You see, the people in power, they sort of think that they get to go ahead and decide anything. They get to decide something. They get to decide whatever it is that they want to go ahead and decide. That's what they get to do. And that's not the way things should or do work out here. Earlier we were talking. Oh, Joe is muted? Okay, well, let me see. I'll go ahead and unmute. No, there's nobody muted here. There's Nimtards here, 16 through 26 here. There's nobody really muted here, other than Nimtards. Okay? Oh, Joe PA is muted? I don't see him. I don't see him being muted here. Go ahead and look here. I don't see Joe PA muted. Unless he's one of the guests here. Hold on. Nope, I don't see Joe. I see guest number 3. I see Zogbusters, Pastor Linstead, and up above. I don't see anybody being muted. Other than just the same old cards here. Cornered click the red X in the corner to refresh. Yeah, that refreshed it all right. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. I may go ahead and cut short here. I was going to go ahead and cut short, and then the card showed up. So I may go ahead and cut short, let them think that they end up having me, well, by the short and curlies. That's what they want to think, if they think. Let's see. What I see is essentially I see a quiet, and this James Howard Kessler, he's a Jew boy, went ahead and thought the same thing here. And probably on the next show, Thursday, you know, one time I went ahead and postponed my 2 days and had it on Tuesday. That didn't work out too good here. Yesterday I was helping out a friend. And, well, my friends are quite important to me. They really are. And so, well, old Corn Cob. Corn Cob. Well, hey. Jeremy Visser. Come on, let me see. Jeremy, this shouldn't be. Well, I guess old Jeremy is blocking today. All right, let me see. I'll go ahead and block Corn Cob. My bad, Corn Cob's going to go ahead and be a nimtard who goes ahead and spams my ass here. Join the union or just keep on opening shopping. Well, somebody said the Corn Cob was essentially working with April Gady's. You know, a little meerkat in North Dakota. So, anyway, Jew or me, join the army. Well, Jew or me is Toshiba number two. Saturday, I went ahead and created a sock puppet called Pastor _ Visser. Went ahead and formed one called Obi Gender Bender. There was this character called Tammy McNeil, so I went ahead and created a sock puppet called Tammy McGorda. And I was just trolling the crap out of old Finkelstein. I didn't have much chance to go ahead and, troll Liar. In the case of Liar, before old Commandor the Fag came on here, I was talking about, let's talk about biblical polygamy and how I can be a bum and not work here. Well, thanks a lot, woman. Thanks a lot. I do what? I try to go ahead and do some work here. Okay? Marty, you should get a solid state hard drive and dedicated video card, and you're off top to the races, is what I think he said. By the way, I went ahead and found, I was digging through some stuff. I went ahead and found this Kodak video camera, which can go ahead and take pictures up to 10 feet underwater, although I'm not going to take any of them underwater here. Maybe there needs to be a video turd here. Who knows? A video turd. Although, Compact number one got a web camera on it built into it. Ooh. What do you want, puppy dog? You want to go ahead and jump in my lap and chase after Moss? Yes, he does want to go ahead and jump in my lap and essentially chase after Moss, don't you? You going to lay down like a real puppy dog first stroll? Going lay down? No? I'm going to make you jump off here and join Mama, out in the front room then. You ain't going to mind. Anyway. Okay. Well, that's true here. Blog TV is free video. Oh, yeah, I've seen that here. They have a whole bunch of tards in there. And essentially, they show up on video camera, and I don't know here. I'm not as bad. Well, actually, goes ahead and looks at this about trash TV, about people who are, you know, who are hoarding trash, and they dump it out in scoop shovel buckets here, and they take it out about 40 trash bags out of their living room. It's not quite that bad here at the Hubble, but in any case, I'm a little bit leery. I'm a little bit leery about video. I think I have a face that's made for radio. Okay. Oh, okay. Well. Here. Oh, okay. Well, no. I mean, Toshiba number one, I run it because I like it. Here, I have three laptops, and Toshiba number one is beginning to show its age. Okay? But, Well, she goes ahead and watches it, and at least she isn't listening to Judge Judy no more. She's listening to some bank here who essentially cuts open people here, Dr. G or something like that. She listens to Dr. G and some other stupid crap. And it's nearly as bad. It's not as bad as Maury Povich. I mean, Maury Povich, and who be the baby, you know, Nick, baby daddy and Judge Judy. Why, I mean, even Dr. G is an improvement on Maury and Judge Judy. I mean, Judge Judy made me want to go ahead and, take a pallet slap to the TV set is what made me want to do here. So at least I guess it's better here. Could be worse. Could be Maury and Nihil, who be the Niglet baby daddy, and Judge Judy here. That's pretty bad. Okay? Well, okay. Well, I may go ahead and do that. Right now, what I need to do, what I really need to do, is essentially I sort of made a Neo-Hitler-Stalin pact with old Kane 1-2-3-4-5-6-6-6, and Kane is a screwed-up Jew boy, and essentially he went ahead and has offered me my own sub-forum on his real fora. And Sunday night here, after I got done trolling Finkelschini, they end up starting on TalkShoe. What do they call it? Gangsta Bolshevism or something like that here. And I was talking to Jakob Israel. He didn't know how to press the record button. So maybe we'll go ahead and have a few shows to where I will sort of appear every so often as a guest here, every so often. We'll talk shit about the Mamzer barrel or something like that. Nothing really important, okay? Nothing really important. But in any case, I'm not looking forward to having another lawsuit because that takes out time. It's going to cost me $350. But on the other hand, well, I'll cost the state of Missouri $100,000. You know, and cost them legitimacy. But I sort of think this lawsuit is not going to last as long as Augie's. I do think that we are in the quiet before the storm hits here. Oh, by the way, I got an email from Covington, and you end up having Tom Sunick praise Harold Covington's novels very highly. Very, very, very highly. And, I think Covington is the best fiction writer, and I think he's a very good political writer. I don't agree with everything Covington says, but he is very good. He is very, very good. He has the best podcast as well. So, Clay Douglas, oh yeah, Clay Douglas is a total tard here. You come across these idiots who claim that they started the militia movement back in the 90s. No, Clay, you didn't. I remember, used to get on Skype That sword mamzer, Brian Rio and Clay Douglas hated one another. And Clay Douglas goes ahead and says, I'm going to go ahead and tend with my biker buddies in Area Nation Congress, and I'm going to go ahead and beat your ass here because you are all a bunch of racists. I'm looking at him and saying, what the hell, you dumbass? Your motorcycle buddies are not going to go ahead and beat up on Area Nations because they're racist here, because essentially you don't see very many, you don't see any nigger Hells Angels. You don't see any, hardly any, you know, overtly beaner Hells Angels, although most of the time, if they want to be bikers, they join the Mongols, or as I call them, the Mongrels. Bikers are not going to go ahead and have a fight with Ku Klux Klan or Aryan Nations or anything like that. Get that out of your stupid head. They're not going to have a fight over whether or not we love niggers or Jews or the rest. That's not going to happen. Not going to happen. I mean, there's normal among white people who go ahead and form a gang. There's a natural antipathy against Jews, and certainly niggers, and greasers. Although there are a few little good Jews and good greasers or something that sort of get in, sort of, on the periphery. But Clay Douglas, he had a magazine called Free American. He had the stupid notion that he was going to go ahead, somebody would give him property, he would build a quarter to where there would be a nigger quarter, and a Chinese quarter, and a Jew quarter, and a Uyghur quarter. And now what happens is when he wanted to eat Chinese, all the Uyghurs would go to the Chinese place and eat it there. And when they want to eat Mexican, they go to the Mexican quarter. And when they want to go ahead and eat Chitlins, I guess they go to the nigger quarter. Although most of the time the niggers go to the rest of the quarters to go ahead and rob. this character was going to go ahead and build an integrated community if people would only give him the property and the money to go ahead and build one. And Clayton just, he used to go ahead and hang around Eli James. And then he got annoyed because Eli James got on him for being a big doper. You know, I mean, fine. I mean, Clayton Douglas is a, you know, I mean, he means well, but he's just a total zoggling wigger ass clown here with notions here that we're all going to go ahead and get together here in the land of the free and home of the slave. And when was it? In 2010, I believe, he ends up having a big break with Eli James. He hates Finkelstein. He hates Brian Real, and I got to go ahead and give him credit for that. I can go ahead and talk with Clayton Douglas for about 2 or 3 minutes. Because he knows I ain't crazy about Finkelstein. He knows I despise Brian Real. Well, I didn't know his name was Brian Real at the time here. I went and told him his real name is Brian Real. He used to call him Sword Breath. So Clayton Douglas is a tard. He's a Uyghur tard. He means well, essentially, but though, if you go ahead and let him talk here, he will go ahead and bitch and piss and moan about, you know, about racism and how we all ought to go ahead and we're all in this against the government together here. And, you know, he is right. Niggers are against government here. It's just that, you know, you really can't have any government and niggers. And, you know, government does inflict niggers upon us, okay? So, anyway. All right. Let's see. Well, Breivik wishes he killed more Uyghurs and more niggers than the rest here. Well, yes. I bet he does. I'm not sure if this is a real corn cob. I don't think it is here. What happens is that you can go ahead on VNNF and sometimes Uyghur News Now. You go ahead and hear old April salivating for a hunk of burning corn cob. Well, it's funny, though, Well, it's funny, though, is that there was this little gook bitch when he was going ahead and running here. She claimed that one of Craig Cobb's aliases, you know, actually his name was P, or Paul, you know, Craig Cobb. He doesn't like using the name Paul because he's anti-Christian. He's a creator. So he doesn't like using the name Paul. You know, if you want to piss Craig Cobb off, call him Paulie. But what is hilarious, though, is that thanks to me, I've given him the nickname Corn Cob, and all these wiggers and gooks and the rest who write about the movement sort of think that that is his actual name, Corn Cob. Well, there was some little gook who went and said, he's also, other aliases are Corn Cob. John Brett was looking at that about a year or so ago. He says, Martin, Corn Cob's going to want to beat your ass for giving him that name. I said, well, I don't think Corn Cob's going to beat my ass here. Yeah. See, when I was actually met with Corn Cob is really, Corn Cob is weird looking. Let me just tell you. What happens, if you go ahead and look at the Kingston video, he'll go up to these Jews or these faggots here. And these Jews and faggots will think he's a liberal wigger. They'll just go ahead, oh, okay, what's this liberal wigger coming up to me with a camera for? And then old Corn Cob opens his mouth and says, do you know the Jews are responsible for the rise in AIDS? He'll say something's here about blaming the Jews. And then the Jews will go ahead and look at each other and say, danger, swill, kikus, and danger. And these Jews will go ahead and run off here. But when he goes ahead and shows up here, he looks sort of like a goofy, liberal wigger of the type that you go ahead and see at university campuses like the University of Sodom in Missouri, a.k.a. Columbia. He will look like he can go ahead and fit in one of these big college towns, big state university college towns here. I mean, he looks like, you know, me or somebody like me here. I mean, shoot, we look like old some hick from the sticks. You know what I mean? Well, I do think Columbia has an agricultural school, but usually they have the school farm away from the rest of the college campus. What is he doing here around the library and around the student union? You know, I mean, folks, I used to stick out as a hick from the sticks, you know, 6'2", you know, weighed about, what, 200, so, you know, 185, 190 pounds, young, farm wigger. I mean, that's what I looked like, because that's what I was, young farm wigger. I mean, shoot, I would stick out, you know, in my white shirt and hat. I mean, good Lord, look at the hick. And, Corn Cob, he goes ahead and he looks like one of these intellectuals, one of these weird, goofy characters here. He's really built sort of skinny. He's tall. He's actually 6'3", maybe 6'4". But essentially, he's sort of like, he looks like a wigger basketball player or something like that here. I mean, he's not really solidly built here like me. I mean, I'm built like a Swedish farmer. And, you know, what happens is Jews will go ahead and look, and they'll, you know, look back at him here. But old April's been sort of, you know, hot for a little bit, a hunk of burning Corn Cob here. You know what I mean? Can't go and sing a song. Yeah. Well, it is. The thing about it is the Columbia campus, you know, I mean, shoot. It's you know, you have faggots up there. I went up there as someone who was going to Crowder College, and I seen, everybody laughed at me when I said, I seen me an orange-haired nigger up there. I seen a bunch of orange-haired, and what happens, these niggers will go ahead and do their hair in kerosene or something, they call it conking. And I see me a bunch of orange-haired niggers up there. And I went ahead and told that, you know, to the boys on the, you know, Crowder College Farm, and they all just thought it was hilarious here. He says, yeah, you're going to see a lot of horsehair niggers up there. And some of them, what happens is that they'll go ahead and try to straighten it out, too, here. You know what I mean? Anyway. Well, good. I mean, there's nothing wrong with losing weight if you're overweight here. I'm, about 25 pounds overweight here. I really, when I was at the nut house in the jail, I weighed, 230 pounds or so, and now I weigh, 250, 252, something like that here. So, anyway. Ooh. Let's see. Yeah, well, there are a lot of weirdos. I mean, we used to say, at Columbia you have queers and steers, and I don't see no horns, so what does that make you? And you had a whole bunch of freaking, they used to stick out. I don't know if they stick out so much anymore, but you used to go ahead and have a whole bunch of freaking wogs, and chinks. Of course, at the University of Missouri Rolla, that's all the teaching assistants were in the double E, the electrical engineering department, with all these chinks here. You had lots and lots of chinks here. In fact, you had, from petroleum engineering, you had a whole bunch of, sand niggers, dune coons. We call them camel jockeys, and you had Indians, we call them elephant jockeys. And, you end up having about a third of the body. I mean, it's probably worse than Raw, actually, than West Columbia. You know what I mean? But usually the engineering students here, if they're a bunch of wogs or something like that, they go ahead and dress white here. You know what I mean? Whereas up in Columbia, even back then here, back in the 70s, they would go ahead and dress sort of, like wogs. You know what I mean? anyway. So, I guess I'm sort of, I'm not sure quite what to go ahead and talk here. I really need to go ahead and go to bed here and probably finish the show because I don't really have anything to say. We don't have anything to say. I'm glad Corn Cob showed up. I'm glad Abby showed up. Let's see. Folks, I really didn't have anything to talk about other than Linder doing the same old stupid shit Linder does. And essentially, Russ being in New Jersey. And I thought it was hilarious to talk about him. I don't think he actually was Jack LaLanne, juicer, but he might have. So, pretty well, we just come to a sort of boring stretch here. And I don't know if we really have anything much of anything to say here. So, unless somebody comes up with a topic real quick here, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. Okay? A Mamzer stand? Yeah, I don't think so. How does one create a perfect Mamzeria? I don't know. I don't know if we really want to do any such thing here. Don't know if you do any such thing. So anyway, I've sort of gone ahead and made an alliance here with this Kane 1-2-3-4-5-6-6-6. He's a screwed up little Jew boy. But on the other hand, if Brian Rio goes ahead and whines like a pussy to him, see what's funny is that old Kane 1-2-3-4-5-6-6-6 is the one that notified Pastor John Britton about Brian Rio's Zuqua.com, baby, Zuqua.com pictures, which proved a veritable gold mine, a parody picture. So essentially, Kane went ahead and introduced them. And then he made buddies with Kane, and he took down the Mamzer barrel, or the beer barrel at the time. And now he has his own forum. And pretty well, I sort of think, if I go ahead and approach it right, O'Kane will let me go ahead and post Brian Reel's pictures on there. And let me go ahead and post Brian Reel's name and the rest here on his little form, because he's a fucked up little Jew boy himself here. And usually Jew boys fighting with their little Jew boys here. I mean, you know, maybe you need to have a Jew boy to go ahead and catch another Jew boy. Maybe so. But anyway, I have gone ahead and agreed with him to have my own little separate sub for him, to where I could go ahead and be the one who decides what gets what. And I think I'll go ahead. They want to have their own little radio. And generally it's bitching about Four Fags Feeds and the Mamzer Barrel and a few other places. And essentially, I don't have a problem with going ahead and bitching about Four Fags Feeds or the Mamzer Barrel. What difference does it make? Doesn't make any difference at all. Okay? Brian Reel is in serious denial of what he is here. Not who he is, what he is. Okay? So, anyway, I don't know. Well, really, I think I only have about two and a half hour show when it all gets said and done here. So, anyway, I need to go ahead and probably go ahead. I've been yakking for about a while here, and don't really have anything much to say. Well, I'm looking at old Charlie Rose. You end up having that senile, you know, creepy old McCain yapping. It looks like old Mittens has won the nomination. And they're talking about how he has to, you know, pretty well manage to survive another month here from the pounding he took before he's ready to go ahead and fight with Obongo, and he's 40 points behind Obongo. The nigger has just got him on the ropes. You got to wonder. You know, that's why I call Mittens Palooka. That's what, Harold Covington said that old Mittens was just a little palooka. Someone washed up to lose. How come old Mittens don't go ahead and just simply say, I think old Bongo is a foreign-born nigger? You know what I mean? Who's he going to lose? Is he going to go ahead and lose the nigger vote? Why don't he just go ahead and say, hey, I think old Bongo is a foreign-born nigger? Why don't you just say that? Have done with it. Go ahead and just burn, all those bridges to the wiggers. Say, I think Obongo is a foreign-born nigger. And my first act is I'm going to repeal Obongo Care by, well, essentially deporting Obongo. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? That would be interesting indeed. No? Yeah, I bet you would guess number three. Oh, does Corncob donate a building to the NSM? Well, hey. Well, that's good. Old Corncob actually. National Socialist Movement. Oh, Kentucky. Well, I don't see Corncob anywhere. Successful NSM rally in Frankfort, Kentucky. Folks, I was going ahead and explaining on the Newskike show that you really can't have a successful Christian identity movement when you end up having a bunch of Jews and Mamzers in it who are in denial about who they are. You can't go, I mean, it's ridiculous. How can you go ahead and claim your Christian identity, essentially, if you're going to let Jews and Mamzers run wild? And the same thing with NSM here. How are you going to go ahead and run anything other than a lie when you end up having a leader like Jeff Shoup, who is married to a sand nigger woman, who has a nigger daughter, and you've been lying for what? The past 4 or 5 years? About what is really truthful. I mean, folks, lot of these people, they just seem to want to dress up in uniform and pretend they're something that they're not. But sometimes this uniform isn't actually a uniform. It's just a little ideological or verbal construct, which isn't real, isn't even remotely real. Okay. Well, I didn't see anything about them donating a building to the NSM here. I guess I didn't read it close enough here. I gotta go here. Let's see. Well, a donation of a building in the state of North Dakota. Well, pictures of property. Well, that's good here. Well, he did donate a building in North Dakota. Why did he ever roam away from his home in North Dakota? Why did Corncob ever roam away from his home in North Dakota? Well, actually, he's from St. Joseph. He has a nut house. I know. Let's see. Well, that's good here. Although, let's see. Sometimes Corncob sounds suspiciously like Frank and Wake. Okay? DC. Oh, okay. Ready? Well, folks, let me go ahead and say is that Corncob is a devout creatard. You know what I mean? Corncob really is the real thing here. He did run afoul of Carl Garst, and Carl is a real thing too. And it was sort of hilarious hearing about what Carl Garst had to say about Corncob. Carl Garst sort of thinks, though, is that everybody is an ADL spy, including April Gatey, including Corncob, including Edgar Steele. So, which is a healthy way to go ahead and act, really, because at least you're not fooled by anybody, I guess, here, okay? Oh, well, let me go ahead and block the last guest. And, folks, I really don't know what more to say here. I'm just pretty well just running on autopilot here. I really am. And I really do need to go ahead and, contact a friend here. Well, Corncob, he got kicked off, and now he's back on good terms with Alex Lender here. You know what I mean? What got kicked off was some sort of dothead, or a dothead pretender. Got banned yesterday here. He called Linder a Jew. Well, folks, everybody thinks Linder's a Jew by now. It's just that if you say as much, you're going to get you're going to go ahead and get your ass banned from Linder's target program. Okay? So. Let's get for defusal here. that's a Corncob legend here. I drove Obongo as a taxi driver in Honolulu, and Obongo said he was an Indonesian foreign exchange student or something. What happens, Obongo goes ahead, and this story may even be true. You know what I mean? It'd be sort of screwed up in the stream, but it might actually be true. So, anyway, maybe one of these days here we'll go ahead and have a different guest. Maybe Russell will come back. We'll come back from, New Zealand and tell about his going out into the countryside meeting strange, foreign, exotic, little animals, and then juicing them. Okay. So anyway, folks, I think I'm going to go ahead and call it a night. So I'm going to go ahead and say, Hail Victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.
Okay, folks, I'm going to go ahead and end the show here. I'll see you, I'll see you Thursday. Talk to you later. I may go ahead and come on to the white voice here on Wednesday, after Survivor is over. And I'll see you Thursday here. So, folks, hail victory. May Yahweh bless. Good night.